by First Baptist Church and an opportunity to spend a little bit of time with, Anna Fisher and Jason Barta from Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville. And how many days have you got left between now and the Harley party?
Hi, Charlie. Good morning. I guess we're down to 9?
Tick, 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 tick,
yeah,
tick, tick, tick.
The 22nd?
Yeah.
If I'm doing my math correctly this morning.
It sounds right to me.
Sounds right. not very long, you know, just a little over a week. So we're in the thick of it now.
There are just a few tickets left, right?
Yeah, we still have some tickets left. We're trying to push those last ones out the door. You know, a lot of people kind of wait till week of, kind of
procrastinate. But your event's inside. I mean, know it's not going to get rained out.
Right. And the weather is looking better for next week, and it's a fun event regardless. And so you want to make sure that you get your tickets. You don't wait too long and we sell out, and then you might miss out on the fun altogether.
Yeah, because there is an exact number of available tickets.
That's right. We just have 1,000 available. So your chance at walking away with a Harley at the end of the night is 1 in 1,000. And
per ticket bought.
Yes, exactly. So if you want more tickets and more chances, that's a fun way to do it. The final 10 is a fun way to buy in. If you feel very strongly about trying to guarantee yourself a chance up there, you could try to buy everybody's final 10 ticket.
You could do that. And I'm sure over the course of the event, I don't think anybody's done all 10 yet, but
right. There
have been some ticket purchases. And mm-hmm. I think the first year or two, it was that final ticket purchase that actually got the winner their Harley.
Yeah, that's right. So it's really a fun, interactive event. The guy who won last year, I just got his ticket stub information back. So he's feeling confident again this year, so it's you never know who's gonna walk away with it.
Lightning can strike twice in the same person.
That would be a pretty crazy people would be wanting him to pick out their lottery tickets, I think, if that happens again.
We're gonna walk you right down to the local lottery sales office.
Exactly.
We'll fill out my Powerball for me, will you?
Right, but yeah, it is fun because everybody does have the chance to win, and regardless, it's just a really interactive night, very casual, a pretty unique atmosphere. If you haven't been before, even if you aren't super into Harleys and that's not really your thing, it's a fun, easy way to support the Boys and Girls Club.
You know, and that's what I know it's trite and you're going to yell at me for saying it, but by being a winner at the Harley party, every kid that walks through your door is a winner.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This is, I think I did the math, and just Harley party with our goal of what we have is about 13% of our budget for our overall club programming. So this event is a huge, huge revenue source for us. It provides vital financial support so that we can serve, you know, over 1,000 kids and serve them every day and provide transportation and fun experiences.
I think, wasn't it not all that many years ago Jason was in here all excited you went over 400 or something?
Yeah, it is. I think it's funny to look at the trends of membership and to see that huge increase in not only total members served, but seeing our average daily attendance, kids that are coming every day consistently to the club, to see that number grow, I think is a big testament to the work that our staff is doing and that our volunteers are doing and the strategic vision of our board and, yes, our director too. So it's a fun thing to be a part of and see that growth because it's so needed in the community.
I saw the bus going by the other day, and it was, the driver was keeping order on the bus as near as I could see from my window here.
Uh-huh.
But you could tell the kids inside were having fun.
Yes, they do. They have a lot of fun. I love seeing the buses when we're driving around town and picking up, and we've been running bus routes for a long time. I actually ran into somebody at Hobby Lobby who said she was an alum of the club, and Mr. Keith was still driving her bus. But back in the day, if you were rowdy, he would make you get off the bus no matter where you were and walk to the club. We don't do that anymore. I'm sure sometimes he's still tempted. But we've been busing kids for a long time over to our Seminole Club, and so it's fun to see that. More and more buses coming in and kids excited to get there.
It is. And, I had the opportunity, last time when you brought her in during Easter break to to talk to Youth of the Year.
Yes.
A fun day, you know?
What a fun day. I think, yeah, that was a good, you got her prepped and ready for the interviews and all of that. So, yeah, we're thrilled to have Kismet as the Oklahoma State Youth of the Year. It's a big honor. She went in as a junior. Most of the competition are seniors, so they have a little bit more experience. But we had some great community members that came in and helped with doing like a panel of judges, working with her speech, and just making sure that she felt confident walking into the competition.
We were talking before we went on the air about renewing your credentials, and I had some plaques down the hall, but you got plaques walking around the community.
We do, yeah. I'll let Jason tell you about some of the other awards that we won, in addition to Kismet winning kind of at this whole Oklahoma State Alliance thing.
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
It's just a good day in the neighborhood.
It is. It's good. It's going to be nice. That rain's going to hold off. You got that typed in on that keypad, right?
I'm doing everything.
No more rain.
Okay. All the authority I have over it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, we were fortunate. We, at the state event last week, not only Kismet, which is obviously the highest honor, you know, that was presented there, but one of our staff members, Jacob Wilson, who was in our teen program and now has moved back over to run our Seminole site as far as the programs and operations. He won the Professional of the Year award. He's been with us 3 or 4 years now, so a lot of the creative programs that, you know, are done have been his brainchild. So and then we won two program excellence awards, one for outreach. We did a fifth quarter after the football games last fall, and kids would come in after the games and pizza and that type of stuff as an outreach thing. And we partner with Low Family Scholars on a Real Life, Real Choices that's a character and leadership development program. So that also won a state program excellence award. So we did well at the state, and our staff continues. I mean, they do this stuff every day. It's nice one day a year that they can see, you know, that their programs, how they stack up against and the impact they have against the other clubs in the country. One of the interesting things we learned at that was for every $1 contributed to a Boys and Girls. So the Boys and Girls Clubs of America hired the University of Michigan School of Business at each state level to do a economic impact study for the Boys and Girls Clubs in the state, and Oklahoma's came back with a $1 to $14 return on investment. So for every dollar invested in a Boys and Girls Club, there's a $14 return to that local community. So that was actually one of the coolest things I learned when we were there for those 2 days, besides continuing to learn more about Kismet. But it was a pretty cool deal, and you know, we're trying to make sure the kids get into our facility and they come regularly and get involved in some of our programs, and we get them to reach their full potential and graduate high school on time with a plan for what's next.
Well,
so.
And I know that if I look around just a little bit to the east, I know things are growing at the NOWATA program, and I have to believe somebody, I'll say them, but somebody across the state's looking at what's going on in Bartlesville and see if they can say, what are you guys doing right? How can we copy that?
Yeah, well, we hope so. It's hard to duplicate. We got the best staff around, so that's the key component to it. You get the right people in the right places doing the right things, and it'll take off in a hurry. So we're fortunate and blessed to have, you know, Keith and Jacob and Anna running and making sure our budgets are neutral or better. So we're fortunate to have a good team of people, and our board has been committed to this thing since, you know, 6-7 years ago when we dropped the fees out of the program and went to $25, and we knew what we were getting into. Although we didn't know it was going to grow at the pace it did, we knew we were getting into really needing to get the community engaged in the young people in the community and supporting the club.
I remember you were in here for a program. I think it was just during United Way time. I don't remember, but really when that announcement, at least on the air, was made, and it was kind of, I remember saying wow, but I didn't realize really how big a wow it was until you get some perspective on it. But yeah, that is a great buy for mom and dad.
Yeah, our costs are about $750 a year to serve a child through all of our programs and our meal and all of that, and you know, they pay a $25 membership. So this community is supportive at the $725 per child that comes to that club, and they've been doing that for, you know, 7 years now, and Harley Party is a huge part of that. It's a fun, and somebody wins a bike, but ultimately, you know, at the end of the day, we're there to make sure, you know, we can keep our doors open and the kids can continue to come to the club and get involved in our programs.
Yeah, and the moms and dads that I get to talk to, Kismet's family, I know them a little bit, you know, they don't have enough good things to say about what's going on.
Well, that's good. That's their, you know, kids vote with their feet, and they're voting well for us because we're at capacity about every day. We're excited to get into the new place and bring in some additional kids. We're probably going to be on a little bit of a wait list this summer just due to capacity. So.
Well, it's a rough problem to have.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you have the problem, but if you got to have a problem.
That's right. That's what we want. That's right. There are worse.
Yeah, that's for sure. We're going to take a break and continuing our time highlighting the Boys and Girls Club of Bartles Hill when we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. And Anna, the Harley Party is a fun, exciting event, particularly if you're a motorcyclist.
Mm-hmm.
But I know four-wheelers have fun, too.
Right.
But it's an opportunity for people to go enjoy some fun music, have a good evening, and
right.
Somebody's going to walk away a winner. I think you can walk mm-hmm. away with cash. But
right. Yeah, it is.
I mean, you go for the bike, let's
yes.
face it. Yeah.
And it is a fun event, and like we were talking about, if you aren't a Harley person, we try really hard with our live auction and our silent auction stuff to kind of add some things that appeal to different groups of people. So we have a great lineup of silent auction items this year, some really fun things, but I'm really excited about our live auction items, just to quickly highlight some of them. We have a house in Estes Park, Colorado, that Sutterfield has donated for, I think, four nights, something like that, which is awesome. It's beautiful. And so that would be a great vacation spot for somebody. Jeff Fellows is donating a flyover of Bartlesville for you and three other people, and he'll actually walk you through and let you kind of be at the controls of the aircraft, which is really exciting. I'm not super into flying, but I think I could get behind that. that would be a cool experience.
It's one of those experiences, once you've had your control, the actual pilot mm-hmm. is taking their hands off of it,
yeah.
and you realize that, okay, they're going to save you from
exactly.
if you really screw it up too
right.
badly, but you're flying the airplane.
Yeah, I think that would be a really cool, not something a lot of people get to experience. And then our friend Marion Kincaid, who's been a great supporter of Harley Party for years and years. He's the catfish king, and he's actually going to do a catfish fry this year at somebody's house for 20 people. He had done the tile work at the Mercantile in Pahuska, and so he did this for their staff, and it went over really well. So he's going to bring that experience for somebody to win at Harley Party. And then on the Pahuska train, we are really excited to announce that we have a really cool live auction item for 10 people to have a private dinner at the Mercantile with a special menu that's served family style. And it's going to be just a one-of-a-kind menu by their head chef, Curtis, and it's going to be hosted there in Pahuska. So a really cool chance to kind of go for dinner, not have to wait in line, and get a really special menu to kind of get the best of all of the things that they have to offer there. So we're really excited about our auction items. I think there's something for everyone to kind of, we try to diversify our different options that we have for people.
And you're hearing some of this
first,
yes. first right here.
Yeah, the dinner at the Mercantile, that we just found that out, and we're really excited about it. And so we thought, what a great way to announce it would be here with you. So we're really excited about all of those. We've had some really great donors for our silent auction too. Some cool handmade stuff, handmade cornhole boards, handmade bar stools with leather on them, and we're bringing back the biker in training. It's like this kind of a rocking horse, but a motorcycle that's mm-hmm. handmade and hand painted. So I think that's really cool too, to see just how talented people in our community are, and that they would give not only their money or items, from their store, but take the time to craft something as is really cool to get to have a one-of-a-kind piece.
Well, yeah, I mean, people are giving of their time, their talents, their treasures to make the Harley Party a success. Mm-hmm. And I need to at least mention you still have a poker run going on the same
That's
day.
That's right, Anna. Yes. And so Siemens puts on that poker run for us. We're doing an in-town ride this year. They're going to go to Nowata, a couple places in Dewey, go to Caney, and then they'll end at the Elks and all come over together to Harley Party and make kind of a grand entrance. And so that ride will be more of an afternoon ride. Mm-hmm. So it won't be, you know, your entire Saturday that you're giving to something. So people can still do their stuff in the morning, which we're excited about. And, you know, Siemens puts that on for us. Keller Williams and Pro Mortgage, you know, they make the Harley Party possible. Of course, sponsoring financially, but I think we've talked about before, helping us brainstorm things, help us bring in new sponsors, help us think of how we can just keep the event engaging and different year after year and providing volunteers. So we're just so thankful for them. They really do go above and beyond to make this event special and to make sure that, you know, we can accomplish our mission.
I know exactly what you're saying, but still winning a Harley every year, that means it's really boring, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I get it that you want to have it fresh and fun
right,
and different. But
exactly. It is so, we are so thankful we are not having to recreate the wheel year after year and think of, you know, what can we do this year? And we get to just make small little minute tweaks that don't change the overall event. And it just keeps getting better and better. This year we've had more businesses participating at the sponsorship level, some new businesses come in and support us. And so we're really excited for that, just to expose more people to the mission, and to get to see that through a fun event is, you know, just a win-win.
Yeah. And again, with the young people that are coming up, Kismet, and of course your previous Youth of the Year winners. Mm-hmm. Again, it's getting boring. Youth of the Year again every year. No, I know it's not every year, but and you work hard for it. You deserve the recognition. And again, the teens work real hard.
Yeah, it is a big compliment. You know, out of the last 4 years, we've had two of the Youth of the Year winners. Candace was runner up last year. So I think too, that's a big testament to our programs, of course, our staff. And then we really have a committed group that works specifically with our Youth of the Year. And they're obviously very good at what they do and bringing out those best qualities. You know, I don't know about you, but when I was in high school, I didn't like public speaking. Getting up and sharing some of those intimate details about your life too at such a young age, I mean, that takes a lot of courage. And so I think that's something I really notice in all of our club members, is the confidence that they have in themselves to go up to adults and introduce themselves and give tours and be really well spoken. I think that that's not something that comes naturally to everybody. And so I think giving our kids that self-confidence is something that you can really see at a young age, and then just as it develops when they become teens is really exciting.
The people who just grow up naturally at ease opening their mouth to a group of five people or more, mm-hmm. Is some have it, but most of it you got to develop.
Right. That's exactly right. And so I think it's really cool to get to see all the good character things and academic, you know, achievement and things that we're trying to develop in our young people so that they are productive citizens when they graduate from high school and go on to whatever's next.
Well, and whether they make Youth of the Year, I compliment you what you do with junior staff too. You're mm-hmm. just getting them to share their enthusiasm, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember exactly what Kismet said, but you know, she pointed to people who were there for her at a young age and she wanted to pay it back.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, being a junior staff, I have a lot of respect for them. It's kind of like being a teacher. You know, it's a lot of kids. You're trying to keep their attention. You're trying to keep them engaged. And when you're a kid yourself, you know, when you're 16, 17 yourself, that takes a really strong personality and coming alongside those kids and making sure that they see that success is within reach for them. And I think, of course, you know, the younger kids respond really well when they see a positive role model that's not too far out of reach from them age-wise. I think that makes them want to behave better and emulate that person even more. So our junior staff program is a really special thing to be able to see.
I gotta apologize, I have not driven by excuse me in the last couple of weeks, but I have to believe the construction's going well for you.
It is. They've started putting up some of the siding stuff, I don't know what the proper word for it is, and some of the you can start to see the classroom kind of inside stuff come together and the insulation on the front. And so it is really exciting. They move quickly. Some of the steel will be exposed in the building, which is pretty cool. So they've started priming that with paint and stuff. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, we just need the weather to not rain for the next couple weeks. And
it's springtime in Oklahoma.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Exactly. It's amazing what they can still get done even when it's been kind of rainy. So they are working hard. They get there early in the morning because they leave when the kids get there, just to make sure, you know, there's nothing flying around or anything. So they're there early in the morning, day after day. And so we're really happy to see the progress.
Okay. Well, I don't know how many tickets you got. I'm going to say a few. and you know, neat people can buy them.
Yeah. We're actually tonight having a fun thing at Frank and Lola's from 5 to 7. So we're believing it's not going to rain, and you can come out and get your tickets there. And Frank and Lola's is also donating a gift card. So if you buy your tickets, you'll be in the drawing not only to win the bike at Harley Party, but also to win a Frank and Lola's gift card tonight. If you can't make it there, you can pick them up at the club at our Seminole location. We still have some at Keller Williams that we'll have there for this week, and Bartlesville Cycle Sports for this week. But of course, you can buy them online, bevilleharleyparty.org. It's an easy way to do it, and you can pick them up at will call at the event.
Okay.
So yeah, hurry and get yours, because we always sell out, and you really want to make sure
you don't want to be the 1,001 person.
Exactly. And we had those people last year. So I would encourage you, get them purchased today. Come out and see us at Frank and Lola's. It's going to be a really fun night. And we're excited to get these last couple ones sold and get onto the event.
Jason, Anna, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville, news on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network on K1.
ONN News, I'm Jacqueline Scott. Good morning. Senate